Welcome to DJ Damaru Evolution Revolution. We are live from Kootenai Lake. A little bit of synthing to introduce the day. I've been playing more synth as this is Synth-tember for whoever wants to participate. I haven't released much things, but I've been playing quite a lot, and that's been pretty sweet to go further with the devices that I have. It's always inspiring for me to see how limitless synthesizers and samplers and all these tools are. It's a very deep journey into electronic music. Today, I want to go into liberation. I've wrote about liberation in a Gopher post not very long ago. I'm teaching a verse on Ananda, Chitananda, and Jivan Mukti this Thursday. And I thought it'd be interesting to put some of these thoughts that I have in my mind into words as I'm preparing for that, but also thinking a lot about liberation and seeing how in our culture we've created a lot of things to liberate from instead of using technology in our society to be a little more liberated. It feels like we kind of created more things to liberate from. So it's a strange thing if if I were to design a culture, I would try to find ways to liberate people and not to create more problems. But anyway, I wrote a short piece on Gopher, just kind of listing some of the thing, some of the early things, technology or ideas or habits that could be interesting to liberate from. And I just want to go through that and talk about that and hopefully listening to good music. Let's start with Adam Shake. He is a local musician and Uwe Newman, who is a Montrealer sitar players.
Thank you.
This was Uwe Neumann and, well, weird track at the end there. Adam Shaik and Uwe Neumann. Adam Shaik, yeah, he's a very prolific musician. Yeah, definitely musician, but been remixing so much different instrument, and as soon as he's really interesting character. He's really always looking to see if somebody's playing something that he could remix. So he's played with a lot of people I know around here, and just kind of loves to remix and replay and do things with music. That's so instructional information, right? So anyway, that being said, he's a cool guy. Liberation. It's liberation. I talk always about that. But anyway, it's a process of letting go of whatever's blocking you to be happy or bringing positive change in your life. And it's the foundation of a lot of the text, yoga text and Buddhist text and Taoist text and a lot of these religion have that as a... as a goal. Often the philosophy or the religion will say you can liberate at the time of your death. In the Christian idea is you do the work during your life so that at the time of your death you can be liberated and go in the kingdom of God. And in other tradition, you practice to die, for example, in some Tibetan tradition, so that at the moment of your death you can liberate, and because the body at the same time is liberated, so you have a moment there you can keep this awareness going. And other tradition says that liberation can be attained during your lifetime. Some tantric traditions, some Kashmir Shaivanist, and some Vedanta texts as well point toward that, meaning that you don't need to wait to die in order to liberate, but you can do that during your lifetime. The term used for that, it's Jiva Mukti. You might know that word from the yoga school, Jiva Mukti. What it means is... it just means Jivan Mukti, this awakening during your lifetime. So a lot of these texts are these teachings comes from a very old text where they had a certain limitation and they were liberating from a certain amount of stuff in their lifetime. And Patanjali Yoga Sutra, for example, 500 BC, I think, something around that. So, a couple thousand years ago, what they had to liberate from, I feel, was a little different than what we have to liberate from. So in this 2,000 years of human evolution, we had a lot of things happening, agriculture developing into different mechanism and machinery and technology, and I assume it's always like that. If somebody looks at the world around them, they might feel like this is the time where liberation is the most needed because there's a lot more oppression. But you can see in different texts that a lot of sage and wise people would say things like that during their times, being like, oh, during my time in 200 after 200... I feel that society is oppressing. When I read communication theory from the 60s and they talk about how media is influencing our mind, I'm like, wow, if you felt that in the 60s, welcome to 2023. it's been quite a ride as a human race to see that. So anyway, I was just looking into like what is the stuff that kind of doesn't help me with my liberation. I'm just going to read the steps that I wrote. And these are just some of my ideas about what I would need to liberate from. Your mileage may vary depending what you're using and how you're using thing. But anyway, here they are. Step toward digital, mental, and social liberation. Disconnect from the media and mass social network. Disassociated with major corporation and network like Microsoft, Google, Apple, Amazon. Use technology sparingly and reuse and reduce. Learn your tech and find technician to help you disconnect from mass movement. Find, create, and care for your community. Don't take a side, take a stance. So don't, it's part of the mass movement idea here. Choose what you consume consciously. Consume might be medias, it might be food, might be drugs. Detached from any debt, own as little as possible. Learn about emotional intelligence and how to improve it. Learn to relax and concentrate. Connect back and listen to your body and its need. Learn some basic self-care for your body and your mind. Learn to cook and grow food. Learn about basic herbal medicines. Find ways to express your creativity. Dance or move in ways you wouldn't normally. Reduce your footprint on the planet in small ways. Laugh, cry, love as much as you can. Find your path to connect to nature. Connect with your family and past generation and learn about your unconscious, your dreams, imagination, and playfulness. So yeah, these are just some kind of highlight. I was going through, you know, what I feel in my way of liberation. And of course, like financial freedom is a big one. So by having no debt or no major owing, I find that, you know, quite liberating personally. And I assume that if you're in debt, deeply in debt, it's very difficult to feel liberated. These reflection of liberation really comes from observing kind of the culture around me and being like, it feels like a lot of the things that, I don't know, it feels like the culture is built around not liberation, but kind of creating a culture of owing money and owing this and owing that and not knowing about, you know, healing traditions. So you rely on the culture for food, which is, I mean, it's a good thing to not all do our own things, but also relying on the culture for medicine and relying on the culture for everything. I mean, it's a foundation of a society is to be relying on each other. But it feels at one point that it's a little kind of too much and not enough independence as far as our mind, our health, our well-being. And so, yeah, let's go through a bit of music. Let's move it up a notch with Gangagiri Nataraj.
Thank you.
This was Ganga Giri Nataraj. Nataraj, which is the name of Shiva as the dancer. I like Nataraj. Nataraj is also playing the Damaru. He's like, Nataraj is a hippie with dreadlocks, surrounded by fire, who's playing the drum and dancing on corpse, I think, or on babies. I don't know. Never know what's he's dancing on. And he's playing the Damaru. Damaru, which is a drum. It's the name of my DJ name, DJ Damaru. It's a drum made out of skulls of human. You normally want to have a female and male skull, and using the skin of human as a skin of your drums. I'm not sure. There's two little... there's a rope there that holds two little... drum hitting devices. I don't know how to call these. I guess in India it's easier to find skulls and human remains than carving your own in wood. So Nataraj playing the Damaru. This is DJ Damaru Evolution. Revolution, you're listening live from Kootenay Lake. We're hosted on sdf.org, which is a public Unix access server that's been around for 30 years and more. And we're chatting in COM. This is a chat room that's, you know, a little... that's a little deep. You have to SSH and COM and create a user and do all these things. It's not for the faint of heart. But if you get there, we're chatting about many things, sometime about the show. Yeah, LCD, that's DJ Damaru. If you go to damaru.sdf.org, I'm just going to check if it's there. You have a little poster there of how to make a Damaru. So you take two skulls and you take the top of it and then you glue them together, add some little banger, and it goes dum 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 damaru baje. The drum of Shiva or Nataraj. So yeah, liberation. The social network is definitely something Adam D. Lots of action in the chat room this morning. It's nice to see. Liberation. The first few parts of liberation that I've wrote about is disconnecting from media and social media network, disconnecting from major corporation network, and use technology sparingly. Learn your tech and fun technician to help you. So the first four one are about good night cake. The first four one are about technology. It feels like technology is getting, it's pressing us to buy new stuff. Technology don't last very long. It breaks. It's hard to fix. New updates breaks your device, or you cannot use your device anymore. So there's the hardware part of things, that you're stuck into some ecosystem. For example, if you're using Apple, you're kind of stuck within that world if you want things to work together. And there's also the hardware part of it. When they announced the iPhone 15, they were very proud to say all day battery. I was like, all day battery on this kind of piece of super technology, your phone will last at least one day. I was like, wow, 2023, your phone lasts one day. And if you get the Apple Watch, it lasts for at least 26 hours of battery. I'm like, wow, a watch that lasts for 26 hours and a phone. So just this, I'm like, wow, like we're, stuck with hardware that are, really bad. My friend at 100 Rabbits, Devin and Rekha, they're living on their boat, and they had iPhones, and when they were at sea for too long, the iPhone, not able to connect back to the mothership or whatever happens there, they stopped to work, and they're like, how limiting is that? like, if you cannot take your phone, well, I mean, it's a bit extreme. They go across the ocean, but still the phone stopped to work as they were crossing the ocean, being like, wow, like how limiting is that? Your phone has to be connected to the mothership. If not, you know, it's not going to work anymore. So we're stuck with technologies that keep on changing, that we need to change on a regular basis. For most of us, I mean, some people know their tech. And that's why I'm like saying within that liberation spiel, learn your tech. So, you know, use tools that you understand a little more, or find a technician to help you. So I'm helping a lot of people around in my community using technology so that they don't need to understand everything. And that has become a little bit of a kind of a foundation. So I have a friend, he's so dedicated to getting everybody off Google, selling de-Googleized phone, recycling computers, recycling phones. He's brilliant. I wouldn't be able to do that, but I realize how important he is within the community. So our tech friends, I mean, I'm talking to an on radio where a lot of technicians are there. But knowing your tech, it will liberate you from being abused by technology corporation. My phone, I don't even know. Oh, it's a Motorola. I paid probably 60 or 70 bucks for it. Put a custom ROM on it. And the battery lasts for, you know, a week or so. Just by software updates. So I don't even know what I'm running. I'm just being kind of, yeah, laissez-faire about it. I hacked it and now it's working and I'm done with that. So in my mind, I'm a little bit liberated from it. If I lost the phone, I would probably buy a similar phone for 60 or 70 bucks. And I still have, I think, the image to hack it and disconnect it. So technology, we're kind of stuck with it, and learning to use as little possible technology, I find it's quite freeing. I've met some people the other day and they don't have a cell phone and they go to the library to use a computer, and a Bartra try fail needs a new phone. Yeah, we all need a new thing. And dissociate with major network, that's something that I find surprising. Like when I see activists or even a yoga teacher who are teaching on Facebook or Instagram or using Google, I find that it's a strange juxtaposition. It's like, hey, let me teach you yoga on the worst platform possible for your mind. So let's go on Facebook, which kind of try to abuse your mind. And, you know, let's liberate from the world. I'm really putting a call out there for any yoga or meditation teacher. Let's jump off Facebook and Instagram and all of these, you know, even YouTube has been really into censoring, into having one voice and changing things. And I find it interesting that people don't see Microsoft, Google, Apple, Amazon, and all these as negatively impacting our mind and the society in general. That's why I'm personally not relying on these technology. I want to step out of there in order to free myself from the constraint of Microsoft and Google, Apple and Amazon and these big corporations. That, you know, I'm not saying they're inherently bad, but the way they conduct business is not about helping me liberate, but it's about making sure that I will keep on consuming their product. So they use whatever strategies to keep me kind of locked down within their system, If you buy books at Amazon and then you don't want to be on Amazon anymore, you lose all your books. So they want to keep you within that. And similar things, similar strategy for different ways of, getting you to keep on. So that's kind of the hardware, technology, software, social media, and, you know, social media. I don't even need to talk about social media, how it affects your minds, it affects how you think, it would trigger emotion to keep you coming back, it'll get you angry or happy or whatever, give you a false sense of connection with other people, all that to create more dopamine hits so that you keep on coming back to social networks. So I'm not going to expand on that. If you want to have a mind that is free or relaxed or not worried about the end of the world, disconnecting from the media and mass social network, it's, you know, I put it up there because for me that's been a very freeing process. All right, let's go back to music with Entheogenic. We're going into old school techno song today, so hopefully you like that. Thank you. This was Entheogenic with Pagan Dream Machine, a remix from Vibrosphere. Listening to my 119th live show. In the chat, people have been talking about technology, and technology could be used in such a powerful way, talking about how phone could connect to each other, for example, and we could have mesh network and have devices that can connect without the network. And there's a lot that could be done to help liberate us from monthly fees or tech company, telco company, listening in to your conversation. So from the technology aspect of thing, there's a lot of liberation that could happen if the Patanjali Yoga Sutra would be written in 2023. I'm sure there'd be a verse about technology, you know, liberation not only from the body but from technology. Time is moving forward very quickly, and right now, so let's see what else. I won't have time to go through the whole thing, what would be interesting? So find, create, care for your community, and don't take a side, take a stance, choose what you, all of these. I mean, I could probably talk for an hour for each of them. Coming back into a community, so I've read that book on mass movement and how mass movement triggers frustration, therefore bring all these people together, and that the cure for mass movement is to create or care for your own community, where you have a sense of belonging but also a sense that you have to bring to the community. While mass movement often rely on group frustration, the community rely on the support of all of its member. Don't take a side, take a stance. That's a bit of a foundation of the warrior's path. So you have the soldier path, where you take a side and you fight with your life about that side that you take. And we see that a lot these days in the news or in medias and things like that. It's quite polarizing. You're against or you're for a story, and if you're against the story, you're a bad person, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're right wing or whatever, white supremacist. And if you're for the story, then you're part of the good people. And the news has been talking like that, like, you know, these are the bad people, these are the good people, and, you know, this is a story you should follow. The news has become quite subjective, I find, in the way they report news. It's no more here's the two side of a story, it's now there's only one side. So this idea of not taking a side but taking a stance, I find it really important, because if you take a side, you're always against something, you're always frustrated, you're always kind of fighting for something. While if you take a stance, there's this kind of more relaxed being that you can live through instead of pushing. Choose what you consume consciously. Consuming media, consuming pornography, consuming food, consuming drugs. What do you put in your mind? What do you put in your body? And if you eat something, wrecks you in the sight of everybody. What you consume and how long does it last? So if you take something that leaves a trace in your mind for a long time, if you watch a ultra-violent show and it kind of fuels your desire to watch more, if you're eating food that don't digest very well, it gets stuck in your body. This is all part of liberation, and that's often my point, is like there's a lot of things to look into when we talk about liberation. Detached from any debt. In North America, we're quite accustomed to debt. We get in debt very early in our life, and until retirement, a lot of people just pay their mortgage, pay their car, pay this, pay that, and have a credit card of 10, 20, 40 grand. I know in the state, even to have a baby, you need to spend 20 to 30 grand in some states. So everything is a debt, and you kind of get stuck within that. I went through a bankruptcy many years ago, and one thing that happened out of that bankruptcy is that I did not take any more credit card at first because I couldn't, and then I got used to not having a credit card, and now I'm living with a very small credit card. It's $500 that's from my bank account, and that's enough to cover a lot of the hosting fees and all that stuff. So not having a credit card, not having any debt, I don't have any debt, very little debt here and there that are being paid off right now. I think I have a couple $1,000 of debt. And yeah, that there's a lot of freedom in there. Not even, you know, people say you have to have, you know, 40 grand in your saving account in order to feel free. Well, if you have 40 grand in your bank account, but you still owe, you know, $500,000 on your house and, you know, $5,000, $10,000 or $20,000 on your car, and you have your credit cards that are all loaded, that $40,000 in your bank account doesn't equate too much. For me, it's how can you have no debt? And yeah, of course, a bit of saving, maybe. Own as little as possible. Yeah, I own a lot of stuff, but I find that the more I have, the more my mind is taken by all that stuff. I talked about that a lot because in the last few years I've been getting rid of stuff, and it seems that it's kind of liberating some part of my mind every time I get rid of stuff. So this is kind of the monetary and social aspect of kind of a liberation. And the other part that I might get to, no, probably not, today or another day, it's kind of the part of healing yourself, healing your mind, healing, and then just using some technique from health, physical health and mental health. Let me go through quickly that, and then we'll just finish in music. So things like learn about emotional intelligence. Like, we throw that word around, emotional intelligence, and we know it's a good thing, but it's not thought in school. It's not really accessible for people. It's kind of a difficult thing to wrap our head around. And yeah, emotional intelligence, it's not very difficult once you understand the principle of it, and then you can teach it to your kids or your friends and things like that. But we have trauma in our life coming from our childhood trauma, and we all have them, and we go by forgetting about them. But if we just accept that we have trauma and work with that, then it helps us realizing why we have emotions that are too strong, like anger or anxiety and things like that. So by just, you know, looking at your childhood and being like, okay, let's figure things out, your emotional intelligence raises a lot. And then awareness, so being aware of what you say and how you act, looking around, seeing people's reaction, bringing a bit of awareness, bring even more emotional intelligence. So in a few steps, you can take from a unconscious, angry, you know, emotional storm of a life into a more relaxed self. And it doesn't take much. And that should be part of our cultural training at school or just in general. Learn to relax and concentrate. Again, a very simple way of creating liberation. If you don't know how to relax, I do meditation on Wednesday morning, and often it's about relaxation, concentration, connect back and listen to your body and its needs. So we are moving away from living her life and listening to her body by using pills and shedding away from pain from the body and trying to fix it like a car. And then, so these parts, so from learning emotional intelligence, learn to relax, connect back and listen to your body, learn some basic self-care, cook and grow food, and some herbal medicine. So these are all kind of foundational self-help or self-care that will help a lot in liberation. You know, it's normally go to the doctor if you have pain, and if not, just don't think about it. Anyway, so for the people who just logged in, this is a, I'm just looking through a post that I did on liberation. It's on my Gopher site. So you can go to, on the Gopher Club, user Jeff, and, it's on August 28th, liberation process. And I've just listed a few steps toward digital, mental, and social liberation. And, I think it's nice to reflect on your own, like where you feel stuck in your life and what makes you unstuck. And, kind of working toward your own liberation. And I feel that, even if we read about these older texts of yogic and meditation and Buddhism and all that, they didn't have to deal with social network way back in the days. So we deal with technology and social network and a culture of dependence that is quite difficult to step out of, from the culture of taking pills to fix everything, to be dependent on the electrical grid, dependent on the food system, dependent on the health system. And slowly, I'm not saying detaching, but liberating so that you have a bit of self, the tools that you can use yourself to deal with that. I'm looking forward to continue the exploration of so Quentin's saying my body is a machine. It is. It is for some level a machine, but I'm just saying you can manage a machine by keeping it in nice order and observing how it can self-restore. I feel that we're using the analogy of the body as a machine of like when there's nothing breaking, don't deal with it until it breaks. And a lot of time you go to the doctor, they're like, well, until you know you have that many problems, then we will we will not do anything about it. Anyway, so body is a machine, yes, but, you know, let's be taking care of it before. So a machine normally, as soon as you start using it, it starts to break down. But with the body, I feel that we can improve on it and liberate it from its own limitation. Anyway, like I said, each of these lines, I could probably talk about it for a whole hour. But I'll continue with that list on the next episode of Evolution Revolution with DJ Damaru and close with Entheogenic, the Kashmir Day Trip.